Hey, everybody. You feel me in your ear there? You want to see me with your eyes? Well, check us out on YouTube where you can see the video played on video.
All right. I kind of have a heavy / deep question to start this episode.
Let's hear it.
I was just curious about this. When were you most proud of yourself?
Most proud of myself?
Yeah. This is a tough question for me, too. I think it's a heavy question. It's a tough thing to think about, dude.
I don't know, fucking. All right, this will take a minute.
I mean, I thought of the question and I don't even know because
You were like, you thought of it and then have sat on it for a week and a half and just know
it. Because, I don't really. Maybe we're getting into our psyches.
Sure.
It's like, I don't really feel proud of myself a lot.
I get pride, but also a lot of times will chalk that up to ego. And then, so I see it as a negative, which is something I don't know if that's something I need to get over or I need to check my ego because that's what it actually
is. But also,
is.
I mean, it is a little bit of both, you know?
So I can think of recent pride. Like I know yesterday at work, I was proud of myself because I thought weird way. I made a template for something that we were
doing.
And
you got complimented by your coworker.
Yeah, he called me genius.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, take that home with me.
And he doesn't toss that word around a lot, you know? He usually doesn't care what you're talking about.
He'll just tell me. I don't care.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool.
That, I was, I don't know if this was pride, but you know how I don't enjoy anything unless I'm immediately good at it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Topgolf the other day with my family. I have a decent drive.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't hit the back wall. And that was really nice to do it. And my dad would be like, oh, shit. And that felt cool.
Dad.
And then
dad, you're making me blush.
Well, because also I was just like, is there anything I can do better? He's like, no, you got a good swing. I was like, I know. I just wanted you to say
father,
it again.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Is your dad good at golf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he goes golfing.
I think that's all they do sometimes at the detective's office and shit.
Yeah, let's go golfing. Pride's a weird thing or being proud is a weird thing because I just always feel like, yeah.
Because as far as achievements go, there's some things I'm proud of, our films that I've done well. I'm proud of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm pretty proud of Mountain Guides. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of
City,
Game
baby.
Over.
Oh, yeah, Game Over, which didn't make the Best of City, but I'm very proud of how
it
turned out.
Should have links to those videos below.
Yes, if you're a new fan of the podcast.
But I miss feeling proud of more things. I feel like I am kind of cutting myself off at the knees recently by just not doing shit. And also, you and I have been talking about self-help shit.
It's tough, dude.
And I'm super pumped to see how you've been doing it. But I have been lacking.
I've been trying, but also it's fucking life. It's tough to do things because life and work and just shit gets in the way and excuses and all this stuff. But
it is Trump's America.
Yeah, dude. Papa T is for running for president.
Looking over us.
He's taking care of us. Papa T. That's what we're going to call him from now on. But I was thinking of when have I been most proud of myself? And it's so tough because then when I think about it, I'm like, man, should I feel proud about this?
Sure, yeah.
And I start going, well, I could have done better. Or I have negative connotations with the proudness.
Because I think my biggest point of pride is also if I tell a joke that the room laughs at.
Oh,
that
yes.
is my
little wins.
But also that's not a little win. I write that down.
yeah, you do. It's D&D.
So do you. You write down the jokes that go off really well for you, too. Yeah.
That's because
if I can make 10 people laugh at once.
Funny, but then most of the time people don't laugh. But then I'm like a machine gun.
You're a specific avenue of
humor. Like a machine gun. Like I shoot a lot of shots.
Yeah,
but then sometimes it hits.
Yeah,
and it's like
the other ones hit the wall or a pedestrian, and they're mad.
Yeah, and they don't like it.
No,
but then sometimes people are like, "Oh wow, that's funny," and I'm like, "Oh thank God, the last 10 nobody reacted to."
Right, so, but also if they don't react, sometimes they don't even know you're joking. You're just saying things.
Yeah, Drew, I just spew.
Yeah, because that's something that's very special about being your friend, especially how close we are. Is you will say something and I'll laugh at it because I know the route you took to get there.
The dots, yeah.
Yeah, the dots your autistic ass brain connects.
It's 100% word association. That's all my jokes. Mm-hmm. It's just word association. I'm trying to think. I was pretty proud of myself a few days ago. I did 150 push-ups.
There you go. What about your best man speech? You made a room of my closest family and friends laugh.
Yes.
I think everybody laughed.
I think that I was just so nervous.
Sure.
Though. But then also your dad gave me a handshake afterwards. So that cemented that it was a good job.
And they told me Robert did a good job.
And I was like, good. Because I almost died. Yeah. I wish I could. could like see how it went.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, but like,
I don't think there's any video of it.
No, I don't think so. Which is totally fine. Cause yeah. I'd probably be like, oh God. Cause I don't think I looked at the crowd.
Sure. Probably
not. I think it was just a lot of the note cards, which is part of the bit.
But like, that was a moment where like, I was proud of you. Right. Like you did a good job. I don't know.
Yeah. Pride's a weird thing, dude.
It's fucking weird. Cause it's also just so self-satisfactory.
It 100% is.
It'd be so nice to be more proud of yourself for the things you do. Like that'd be so
but also sometimes,
nice to feel.
So, I'm just so like fucking depressed, like just overarching, even though I'm doing better. But it's like, I just sometimes little things you should be proud of, where it's like, oh, you're not feeling good, but you still got up and you still did this. Like you should be
little victories, little add victories, up,
but it's like,
I'm just wins like, the war.
I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
But I'm still chipping. Me. I'm still in the battle. I've been thinking like the children's cancer thing that we do.
Right.
That's
pretty
cool.
Explain it a little bit.
Yeah. So every year for new people listening, my YouTube channel, Game of the Grid, check it out if you like video games. We do a 24-hour charity live stream where we raise money for the Children's Cancer Connection, which is a local nonprofit in Des Moines. And I think we've raised over $40,000.
Jesus Christ. And how, like 6 years?
In like, yeah, this is our fifth year doing it. We've done it five years in a row. So like that's, but to me, I should be proud, but it's so surreal that like I don't, like it doesn't make sense to me.
So
it's just, it's fucking, like pride's a weird thing, dude.
Like for that kind of thing, because we talked about this earlier today, is that, like you and I have performed like music and I'll sideshow and
perform.
When you're on stage, it gets like locked into this completely separate bubble of things.
Yeah.
Is that where like the live stream goes? Is that where like your best man speech went?
Probably. Yeah.
You should kind of locked in.
You
those,
kind of like, yeah. When you do those things,
you couldn't tell, like you wouldn't be able to explain anybody's face while you were up there.
No. Cause you kind of, and the best way to describe it is when I used to be in a band is like when you get up there and start playing, you kind of shift into a persona or shift into a character but it's still you and it's still 100%, but it's like, you're just 100% focused on that one thing.
But like,
and like, and you kind of have like tunnel vision a little
you
bit.
You have a goal. And there's nothing else but that goal.
And then once it's done, you like, I feel like your eyes open again and you're like, did I do it?
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
did it go okay?
You kind of like black out when you do it in a way. Like part of your brain shuts off.
Because the strongest memory I have of performing music is I fucked up on stage once.
Yeah.
And that's what,
yep.
And like, I don't feel bad about it. Like I switched two lines and it was really funny to me because also it was a dumb punk band.
But that's
like,
something you remember though.
Yeah. I remember fucking that up, looking at Henry and laughing.
Oh shit. At least you weren't like, when I fucked up, I'd be like, God.
No, because no one knows what I'm going to fucking say. No one knows the lyrics to this song that he wrote a month
ago.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So it was just lyrics. It wasn't like a chord or something.
No.
There's a few times when I was like playing bass and I didn't play the wrong note.
Ooh,
and it's like,
bass could fuck shit up.
Yeah, and it's like you play the wrong note and it's like, oh, something sounds off and it's like 100% my fault. And I'm just like, ooh, there's the note. You know, you slide into it.
No, I remember also like when I played on stage, my amp was not loud enough. So I remember being like, oh, this is my moment for a guitar solo. I couldn't hear shit. So I just like, I think I played things that were technically off key, but no one could hear it. So I was just doing hand movements that looked cool.
And people were like, woo.
Yeah. They were like, he's doing something.
He's
can't
doing
really
it.
Hear it over everything else.
But
yeah.
His fingers are moving. So it must be good.
No, like I literally like went straight into tapping and shit. And like, you couldn't hear any of it. And also if you could, it would be in the wrong octave.
It's like some Primus shit. Tapping's so weird, dude.
I mean, I learned one tap that sounds good, and so I try to write every other song in the key of that. It's like, well, I can throw this in anywhere.
I feel like the tapping that everybody learns is like the Van Halen tap,
or like
Thunderstruck. Yep. Yeah, that like the AC/DC. Which I mean, those riffs are fucking badass.
I mean, my entire like skills of guitar was learning every 80s riff, not the full song.
Nope,
just the riff
where it's like, oh, I know that song.
Yeah, I can play the intro to Kickstart My Heart. Like,
play
the
verse.
I can do Sweet Child of Mine, just those.
But also, dude, the verse of those songs are probably just two chords. Like,
sure.
If you think about it. Yeah. I was pretty proud of music, but also I haven't done music in years.
Sure.
So like, that's like a weird thing. Pride is a weird thing. Dude.
I mean, Jacob the Freak, I was rarely proud of what I've done. There's like,
you just always get, like, it's like, even at a good show, I feel like you feel like, oh, I did it. But then if a show goes bad, you're like, God fucking damn it.
Well, I mean, for that one too, a lot of it was so rhythmic for me at this point because I've done the same act for five fucking years.
Well, because how do you change that up?
I need to learn a new skill is the big thing.
I mean, when I was in the band, we would play the same fucking songs.
That's true.
That's what bands do.
Yeah.
We would occasionally switch it up, but it was like, we always were like, let's start with this and end with this.
But also, you're writing an album. I was just doing the same shit. And so like that kind of took it out of me a little bit, but it was like, if I could get an audience member, because that's, I guess I do remember more on stage as Jacob the Freak than anything else because I'm in pain.
Well, because you're 100%.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling it.
Yeah. And like, because the best, I mean, all my best shows is rather if I get a really good laugh in or if I get someone in the audience who's heavily reacting.
Yes, where they like hate it.
Or if they're just overreacting and I can play with them a little bit. It's like.
And then that kind of gets you out of your psyche too of tunnel vision where you're just like, oh, wow. It's now one on one now.
I don't know what it is. And I don't know, the stereotype or something. I always wanted to perform for a fully black audience because every black person or audience member that I performed for had such loud react and like they were so and like it was so fun to be able to like go back and forth. There's a local comedian. Oh shit, what is her name?
Oh, damn, man, I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It might be like K Money or something. She also does.
Oh, K Money, the poet.
Yeah, she does poetry. She does comedy.
Yeah, she's great.
She's to this day my absolute favorite person I've ever performed for because I could hear her audibly like gagging reacting to me, and like that is the best reaction I've ever gotten.
You're very similar to it, and it is a stereotype, but when black people see magic,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
love
it's
it.
The best thing
it's
ever.
It's the best fucking thing ever. Like, yeah, no if negatives.
If I was a magician, I would 100% want it.
Like, isn't that like a thing? Like, or like, isn't there a channel like Magic in the Hood or something like that? Something
go, stupid like that. What the hell?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. So, it's my favorite reaction I've ever gotten.
Just pure joy.
Yeah,
yeah like, but it's. And then that makes you
feel
good.
It's also pure reaction.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. Like, other people just, like, look down when I react. I want someone to react while staring at me.
Yes, you don't want a silent reaction.
No, because other than that, like, I know I made an old woman, she wasn't that old. She's probably, like, in her 40s, but she threw up.
I mean, that's a reaction.
That's a reaction, yeah.
And you're just like, wow, I'm
no,
because
that was when me and a drag queen stapled each other.
Oh, yeah.
And played tug of war with a rope stapled between our faces.
Yeah.
So one time I made someone throw up.
That's pretty fucked up because it's ripping and
it was fun though.
But yeah, that was fun.
And like I'm proud of that I've made someone throw up. Like that's great. Like,
that's an achievement.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Doing
that's
that with your
achievement.
Art?
Yeah.
Like imagine
my art.
Well, that's what it is.
I guess.
Your
yeah.
art for entertainment.
Me and baby girl stapling each other.
But imagine like
shout out to baby girl.
Oh,
one
baby
of the best
girl,
in
one
the
of my favorite
biz.
Performers. But imagine like you're in a band and you play a song and someone throws up.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, but it's like, that's like the most extreme reaction.
I think crying is what you want from a band.
I know, like, but like yeah. Throwing up is wild.
Yeah, I guess if they
that's
throw up hard enough, they'll cry.
That's like a full body reaction. Sure,
yeah, internal, yeah. Just, but like, I'm still trying to think of just like pride moments. It's fucking hard.
It's hard because I don't think that way and I don't think highly of myself. So I don't let myself ever feel pride.
Sure, yeah.
And I know like a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm proud of you.
Sure.
Or like, I'm proud that you did this. And I'm just like, oh, cool.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you feel pride.
But
I don't.
Like, but also like when people say I'm proud of you, it's like, what does that even mean? You know?
That they like what you did, I guess.
I don't know. Every time somebody says they're proud of me, I'm like,
I mean, like,
I get really uncomfortable.
Like if I was proud of you for something, it's because I've invested something in you and I'm happy to see it to
like
fruition.
What?
Time, energy, money.
Yeah, but like, give me an example of something.
I'm proud that you're doing better recently, that you're actually actively working
yes,
on yourself.
Yes, yeah. That's,
no, like, that's something
that's
I am pumped for you about.
That's different.
Yeah.
And I that's think, daily goals.
I mean, like, when you've come over and you see me writing, I know you've said that makes you happy. Do you see me
like,
actively working on something?
Because you're doing something that you want to be doing.
Yeah. No, so that is what pride is.
Okay,
yeah.
It's just hard to feel it for yourself.
Do you also know pride's an acronym?
Yes. It's not gay month.
No, but it's still a great. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Because I love that you quiz your gay sisters constantly about it.
For those listening that haven't listened to our.
The uneducated.
Yeah. The people.
We're allies.
The people that are living in Papa T's country. The people that don't know. Pride.
Is an acronym.
Pride's an acronym for like for Gay Pride Month. Mm-hmm. It's professionalism.
Which,
respect.
Already weird.
Integrity.
Yep. Probably not divisive.
Fuck.
It's not that.
Professionalism, respect, integrity,
determination. That seems like
I forgot.
Empathy.
It is weird that the first one's professionalism.
Yeah. Because like you don't need that if you're gay. I mean, like, not that the gays aren't professional. You can be, but you don't need it.
Like, keep going. Let's see where he takes
yourself out.
But. Let us know what you guys are proud of, of yourself.
And let us know what you're proud of us for.
Yeah. Are you proud that we do this weekly still?
Because Because, like, I'm not proud of that. It's cool.
I mean, I am.
The one point of pride is that we've never missed a Monday.
And
that's
the,
it.
And the one thing is, like, God, we have 160 episodes. Like,
it's, is that pride?
That's something.
I think it's gluttony.
It's dedication.
It's something.
Gluttony is, that's when you eat too much.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the thing where it's things. Like, oh, gluttony for pain?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're doing because we're forcing people to listen to this bullshit.
We're not forcing them to listen. They're choosing true. To. We're forcing I'm forcing you to listen to it and that's it.
I have to listen to it so many fucking times because I edit it in clips. But,
I don't even
we'll
listen
get into
ever.
It. This is the Moist Monday podcast.
Let's get moist.
Let's get moist.
Let me tell you about my new favorite thing my nephew has been doing.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
So he's two, and he's been kind of an asshole lately.
Yeah, Jacob's an uncle.
Yeah. And my uncle, I got two nieces and a nephew.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you have two nieces. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you're married. Yeah. I forgot. No, I was like, where did the second one come from?
My nephew's been a little dickhead lately, but he's come up with a few new bits.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it is my favorite thing ever, especially this one. So he has learned what some swear words are, and he understands the idea of them.
He knows that they're bad words.
Yes. And he also knows that, like, some of them are funny. I mean, same with my niece is that one time we had a conversation where she kept saying shit. And then I think Izzy got this on video, which the audio might be funny to play here too. But she was just like, my mom was trying to give her other words to say. And then she was like, that's funny. And my niece goes, just, that's not funny. Shit's funny. And like, she knows. Yeah. Shit is the funniest thing.
And also a little girl saying shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And so the new thing that my nephew does is he goes, I'm going to say fuck. I'm going to say fuck. Fuck.
And then he says it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he gets in trouble and then he laughs. Because also, if you say, I'm going to say fuck, it is, and he says it in this quiet voice. Yeah. But like the fact that he doesn't get in trouble, so he goes,
2 years old.
Fuck. It's the funniest fucking thing ever. And like,
that's awesome.
He definitely gets it from his dad. Because if his dad is watching a sports game, he's going to say fuck,
yeah, goes,
40
fuck.
Times.
Yeah,
yeah.
When they don't score a touchdown or something.
Because,
but that's so funny yeah. that he's like, I'm going to say fuck.
And then you go, fuck.
It's not like he's like going, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. And then he's, no, I'm going
to
say
it. He says it quietly too. Just, I'm going to say fuck. And like my other favorite thing, I think I might have said this too, is that if he gets in trouble, when you like sit down and talk to him and then he has to stay there and you walk away, he just goes, keep it. And we don't know what that means.
Keep what?
Exactly. Or just go, you keep it. It's the funniest fucking thing. I love
incredible.
It so much. So now like my whole family just says, keep it. Anytime we're talking back to somebody, because it doesn't mean anything.
No, but it is kind of aggressive.
And he means it to mean something.
Yeah,
it's
what
just,
is he trying to?
You don't know what. Yeah, so those are his two big things now, and they're my absolute
God,
favorite
that's
thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, this is like my favorite part of him. My least favorite is like if he gets in trouble, he'll just go to my sister, I don't like you. And we're just like, no, you can't say that.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, because so he's,
you're
been,
just an
so he's been acting up lately.
Yeah, since it started Disney. He's been better. Disney, he was horrible.
Is it just because is he getting to that age? I mean, terrible twos, right?
That's what they say, yeah. But also, like, Disney for a kid is weird because it's like, all right, no, we got to go fast because we have to get here now.
Because it is a lot of moving around.
But now you're standing here for 40 minutes and you can't wander more than a foot.
Yeah,
any
direction. You got to stand and,
you're here,
and wait.
And then when we get there, you're going to sit down. You're going to be strapped in. Also, you might not be able to ride it. So you're going to go into this weird area and one of your grandparents is going to hang out with you.
And then the rest of your family's going to leave and then come back really happy.
Yeah. But you don't get shit.
Yeah.
You have to go to this weird Harry Potter themed waiting room.
Keep it.
Yeah.
That's such a funny comeback.
No, he is so funny. And like, I know that.
I'm curious what he's going to be like when he gets a little bit older.
Sure. I mean, it's weird.
Your niece is weird as hell.
Yeah. She's so much fun.
And she's four, right?
Five now. She turned five in October. Okay. Yeah. Because I know she's in school now, so they're trying to like get her to stop.
Oh, damn,
saying,
that's when you start preschool or mm-hmm. kindergarten or whatever?
I think preschool, yeah. Okay. They're trying to get her away from some words. Like she's, and I think she got this from me is because I'm a big Jesus Christ
yeah,
person.
Yeah, I say that a lot.
And she got that a lot. She'll go, oh my God. Like,
oh, like emphasis?
And like, it's like, yeah, weird wavy language. But like, if I'm like playing with her where I'm like really throwing her around, she'll just, oh my God, over and over. And I'm like, stop.
I mean, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, like, we turn Jesus into Jeezies and like shit like
okay,
that.
So,
like,
okay, so
just a little like slight turn.
It's so better. So then yeah. If she says it at school, it's not
Yeah.
Yeah, because people could get upset about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you just got to like steer it the other way. I remember like there's...
Oh My God's not bad. A lot of people say that, but it's still kind of is bad.
You
I guess
only
at
see
five.
That as a preschooler, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like the teacher's like, could you read your book? Oh My God.
Oh My God. Yeah. Yeah, because I think she still says shit quite a bit too. And like,
shit's
I don't know,
funny, dude.
I don't know what other big swears are. My biggest issue with her is she knows what words you're not supposed to say. And I will be having like a sidebar with Izzy. I'm like, oh, this is stupid. And I just hear, don't say stupid. I'm like, you shut the fuck up. And
damn it. She also, yeah. She's saying shit.
Yeah. And she knows it's funnier. Yeah. Like, because I'm trying to think of what other things. I had a memory pop up of her from like 2 years ago where when she was two or I guess three at the time, as a fun game, because also my family's very like smacky and hitty.
Yeah.
We taught her, it's called slip the throat. So it's cute when she says it, but it's literally like you slide your finger across someone's throat.
And you
and then what my family does is just like, bleh, bleh. And then she's like, so, I don't know if she's done that. I know she did it to her other grandma, which isn't a part of the joke.
And she's like, what? You're trying to kill me?
And then she'll like stab or like my dad taught her a knock knock joke where like it ends with you punching somebody. I can't remember what the punchline or like
so
what the setup
family's
is
to blame. Your whole family's to blame.
Yeah. I'm actually least to blame.
Yeah.
But
which
then,
is
like,
insane.
Oh shit, what was it?
No. Yeah, because also, yeah, what a lot of the things that you get are from your parents, which are her grandparents.
Yeah, who she spends all of her time with, yeah. No, I wish I could remember the knock-knock joke. But it ends with, like, you punching somebody. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go tell grandma knock-knock. And we're like, okay. And we're just like, oh, shit.
Oh,
and we watch her do it. And then she starts just punching at her. And, like, her other grandma's, like, or great-grandma, too, because her dad's grandma, yeah.
Damn,
who's
okay.
In a nursing home and shit.
So she's old.
Yeah.
Just punching.
No, just... And, like, she's trying to be fun. Yeah.
And also, it's, like, it's a 5-0 punch, so it doesn't hurt, but it is, like, what the hell?
Some of their punches are starting to hurt, because also she's right at dick level.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right.
Like, I'll see a big swing coming, I'm like, God damn it. Yeah. And it's that and the shin kicks. They add up. Because a little foot to a shin still fucking hurts.
Oh, shins are sensitive, dude.
Yeah, because what I do now is I just pop my foot up.
To
so,
block it.
Yeah, so I'm hitting... She's kicking her own shin against my foot, and then she'll cry. I'm like, well, you learned something.
Yeah,
but
you learned
she didn't
it.
Learn shit.
You learned it.
Yeah.
I remember when I discovered cussing, but I think it was like junior high.
For
maybe.
Me, it was like sixth grade started really swearing.
Well, but I think that's when I started like saying the F word, and it was like so fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when did you start saying the N word?
I don't know. Not there yet. I haven't got,
check in with me in a month.
I haven't been to that school yet.
Yeah. I mean, Papa T's not in power yet.
Yeah. Papa T, dude.
That's when that comes for the white podcasters. Can you imagine if that was a wave of just white dudes like, we're going to start doing it again? I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked. We're not going to do it.
No, we won't be a part of that.
We're going to rise above.
We're working on us being proud of things, but we will not be proud boys.
Yeah. We don't see that. I'm not proud of.
No, we're depressed boys.
Yeah, we're sad. We're little sad boys. But that's really fun, dude.
Yeah, I think it was sixth grade is when I really started saying fuck.
And I remember like it was like I felt like I was rebelling.
Yeah,
and I did it to around my friends. What's so wild is like I like started cussing when I was around that age, mm-hmm. but like never cussed at home.
No.
And then like I still like don't cuss at home, even though I cuss like all the time.
I cuss at home now, and it's so free.
But like what's so wild is. My brother, 10 years younger than me, I'd like go home when he was still in high school and he's just like dropping F-bombs around my parents. And I'm just like,
I would have been just
like,
punched.
Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because my parents didn't care that much, but I just didn't really do it around them
at
that
age. Yeah,
I just
feel like that's and I still kind of like, I'll like accidentally drop it and I still feel like, oh shit, but like nobody cares.
Because I'll use
it. It's weird.
I have no issue around my family using conversationally unless a kid's there. But even there, I still sometimes
I say fucking so much.
Yeah. Like, no, because it's a handy, like
it's a filler,
you rely on.
It's my filler word. And it's also how I emphasize so many things. Like that fucking sucks.
No, yeah, it's just something you lean on at all times. Yeah. Yeah.
I say it way too much.
Yeah, me too.
But it is, cursing is fun.
Yeah.
Especially the C word.
That's Izzy's favorite, and
it's one of my favorite cuss words, but I barely say it. It just that word has power. She says it,
yeah, she says it quite a bit. And the issue is she doesn't know how to say it quietly because that's one in public. I'm like, calm down.
No, that's an aggressive.
Yeah, you don't need to say cunt.
It's it punches the air, mm-hmm. dude.
The NT hits on that
cunt.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun word, dude.
Yeah, I'll teach her that one. See how that goes.
Well, speaking of teaching and speaking of learning,
yeah.
I have a little life update.
Oh, okay.
I signed up for school.
Oh, yeah, for next semester's class?
Spring semester.
Class? Classes. Ooh, look at you.
Taking two this time.
Isn't the one you've dropped three times?
No, but these are two classes that I have started before and are taking them again.
Yes.
I took them last spring.
Okay.
But dropped them.
Yep.
So I'm taking editing two.
That'll be nice.
And video production two.
Hell yeah.
And they're both back to back.
Good.
Monday and Wednesdays. Good. The only problem is editing starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And I'm not a morning person.
Nope, you're not.
So hopefully I can, but if I'm there, then the other class will be, you know, so it's like, and 10 isn't that early.
No, because that, yeah, that means wake up at 8:30.
8:39, which yeah. It's what I'm trying to do lately anyway.
Yeah.
So I can, it is doable.
Because that's my big thing is I need to just set a standard time to wake up.
Yeah, I've been trying to get into a thing where no matter what, waking up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the success.
Super nice.
Success of life. Even on like weekends or like days off. But like, it's like, but sometimes I'm like, I'm tired. But then it's like, well, you can still get up and then maybe take a nap later.
Yeah. And also you can do stuff tired. That's fine.
Yeah, most people, I mean, I'm tired when I go to work sometimes. Yeah. Like, you're tired all the time.
What do you think Donner was? Fucking exhausted all the time.
And guess what? Even though he was tired, he still fucking ate his family.
Yeah. And that's what you gotta do to survive.
Yeah. We're just trying to survive. What? And I'm just trying to learn how to make videos.
Yeah. And Donner, he was just heading west. You've been west.
I've been north, east, and south.
Oh, my God.
I've been every direction.
At least once.
And now I'm just trying to go up.
Yeah.
Just trying to get better. Just trying to figure out. But I signed up for spring classes, which is exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird because I took one class this semester. And it's like, it's fun. It's acting one.
Yeah. How's that going, by the way?
That's great.
Yeah.
It's almost done, though. And I am going to miss it. It's been my favorite class I've taken so far. But I have to memorize my 5-page script. We did it a few weeks ago on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Not good. Because I have most of the fucking dialogue.
Yeah, you sure do.
And that, but I have my blocking.
Little 18-year-old doesn't have much.
But I have my blocking figured out.
Okay.
I have my, because a lot of it is just me kind of just like spewing, not really talking to the other person.
Sure. And then talking openly. Kind of
talking openly and then being like, oh, you're in the room.
Oh, okay.
And then
remember it
addressing.
At all.
It's just about, I'm in the play that I have to do, I'm 18. Or in the scene I have to do, I'm 18. Ooh. I just graduated high school. I'm about to graduate high school. My parents are getting divorced.
All right.
And I'm just like figuring out life.
You've been there.
Yeah. And he's like, I want you to be vulnerable. But yeah, I have to 5-page script. It's a 5-minute scene. I have to have memorized. And I'm just, that's a lot
I've ever done.
That's a lot to memorize.
So I'm trying to think of what I've done acting.
And it's a lot of like, it's a lot of, they're not monologues, but it's a lot of like 3 to 4 sentences beat, like a pause. And then another 3 to 4 sentences, and then a pause, and then another 3 to 4 sentences, and the other person doesn't react. It's me just spewing.
Yeah.
Like, so that is a monologue, and it's basically a lot of that. And I have to memorize that. So I, luckily I have a recording of us doing it so I can listen to it. That helps. And then when I have my sisters help me run through it,
that'll
when they come
fun.
To town.
Yeah, perform for them.
Yeah. Be like, look how good I am at acting.
This is your big brother.
Yeah.
He's in college.
I'm trying. 30-year-old. It's going to be weird going back, though, to editing and video production because I haven't been to that side of the school in a while.
That's where the actual, like...
And that's where the video production school is. But it is weird because, like, editing, too, and video production, too, you know, are the sequel classes.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be, like, a new branch of students that started this semester.
Right.
In those...
Not who you were with, yeah.
Yeah. The people that I were with have graduated. Are done. Like, I should be done.
That's so that these 19-year-olds have passed you already.
Yeah. But are they doing anything? Probably not.
Do they have a podcast?
Yeah.
Probably. Probably 8 of them do.
I mean, I'm still doing video something.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, so. No, you do video literally every day.
Every day. I'm always editing. But like,
I haven't welded in 3 years?
Oh, yeah. That's
fuck.
Long. But it's going to be weird to be like, okay, this is a new class. Everybody knows each other. And I'm just like, hello. And the teachers are like, nice to see you again.
I'm an adult.
I couldn't handle it a year ago, but I'm back. I'm not a quitter.
All of them are in full-time students.
100%. They all live on campus, probably.
Yeah, they probably have like part-time jobs also.
Yeah, and I have a part-time bar, but I have a part-time job at a place where they can't work, at a bar.
Joke's on them.
Yeah.
I'm the adult at their school.
I can drink, and I won't buy you alcohol.
God, I remember in my last semester of welding, I could drink, and like a fucking... like. 10 kids flocked to me asking if I could buy them alcohol. No, you can wait a year or figure something else out.
Or find somebody else because I found alcohol easily.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I guess I lived with you when I was 20 and you were 21.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I'd buy it all
but
day.
Before that, we couldn't get alcohol that easy.
We didn't drink that much.
That's true.
Yeah. I was not a very big drinker before 21.
No. Yeah, me neither. I got drunk probably three times. And also,
I wasn't a big substance person at all.
No. Look at us now.
I didn't smoke. I didn't. And now I need all the vices.
I am so worried weed has ruined my life.
I mean, I don't smoke that much either.
I need to smoke less.
I haven't.
Or I need to figure out how to be productive after smoking.
Yes. Instead of just vegging
yes.
out.
Yeah. Just like TikToks and my own penis. That's it. That's all I'm giving attention after.
I got two of those things are cut off, dude, for me.
The only two things. Yeah.
The only two things that matter. They're cut off for me. I don't know shit.
That's what brings us to our next topic.
Oh, shit.
Here are things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media. Probably not exactly it.
Insert the graphic here.
Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed. Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media anymore. Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Anymore.
All right. Back to Robert's new favorite segment. Yes. Did you know the Vatican officially launched its own anime girl icon? David.
Okay, pause. Okay.
It's a new cartoon mascot.
For the Vatican.
For
so
the
like
Catholic
the
Church. So has an official...
It represents the Catholic Church, and it's an anime girl?
Official cartoon mascot that's an anime girl.
What?
For Catholicism. This is how they're moving forward.
What does it look like?
What? She's adorable.
And that represents Catholicism?
Yeah.
It's like for people listening at home, I'll have the image on the screen for people watching, but it's like an anime girl in a yellow rain jacket holding
It's like
a
some
stick?
Sort of, like a shepherd's like crook, a shepherd, I'm guessing, but it doesn't look like a shepherd's crook.
But then
crook.
It's like blue hair.
Yeah, she's got a little blue hair.
And it looks like she's like sad.
Yeah. No, she's a little, I think she's supposed to be a shepherd. It doesn't look like a shepherd's crook, so I don't know what they're doing
there.
So
that's the logo of Catholics now?
That is the official uwu logo of the Catholicism.
That's Catholic's mascot?
No,
so they're like, no more Jesus.
Only, I think her name's Lucy or Luca.
Only Luca.
Luca. It's L-U-C-E. Lucy, Lusa.
Luce?
Luce? Maybe Luce. I don't know.
I don't know how.
I don't know what. Do you speak at the Vatican? Rome?
Is it Roman? I don't know.
Do people still speak Roman? Roman?
I don't know. I don't even know where the Vatican is
Latin?
To be honest.
It's in, I mean, it's, so the Vatican's its own technical country, yeah. But it's just this tiny little circle.
Dot
yeah.
In like Italy. Jerusalem?
No. Italy.
Italy.
No. Jerusalem is where it should be.
Yeah,
but
that's the Holy Land.
But that's spooky, so we don't go there. We hang out with Italians, yeah.
Yeah, we're Italians, and we make little anime girls.
Yeah, we're going to hang
Why are the Italian people?
I don't fucking know. Because they're scared of the Middle Easterns, even though that's what Jesus is.
Now they got Luce.
Yeah, now they got little Luca, Luce, whatever the fuck her name is.
What the hell?
I don't know. You just know that already.
They're trying so hard to get the younger demographic back
also,
into Jesus.
You already know she has been fucked by so many tentacles on fan sites.
Oh,
that's what
already.
They do with every fucking anime character. There have been tentacles ripping apart the Catholic symbol nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on the porn sites, she's trending.
Yeah.
And people go, wow, there's a huge spike in
Catholicism.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
Not in that way.
Nope. Tentacles.
It's not little boys watching.
It is grown men.
It's grown men.
And they hate her.
And they want to see her ripped apart. What the? Dude, I don't even.
I don't know.
What were the board meetings like where they're like, we need a new mascot?
God.
But also, what do you need a mascot for Catholic?
If I could be. Yeah, you got Jesus.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What a great start.
Yeah, what is the point of it?
I don't know.
That's insane.
Like, I don't know. Is she going to have fucking team ups with like any other character? Because also now I'm like
Jewish people start with
release all of them.
Yeah.
Fucking make your mascot. And then.
And then let's make a.
Give us a Super Smash Bros. Style fighting game with them. I would. Be in love.
Or like a fucking cartoon where they all save the planet.
Yeah,
from,
like a Super Friends situation.
Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Fantastic Five or whatever.
How'd you fuck that up? Fantastic Four?
No, I was trying to think
of a new one.
Flash Five or something. Where it's like.
Who are the five?
Well, you got Catholics.
Yeah.
And you got Jewish people.
Yep. What do you think their anime character is?
I don't know. Jewish people. That'd be tough. So, but yeah. I know she's
acidic.
I know she's holding a dreidel.
Or, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Or it could be like a guy, like, I don't know, because you could get like a
and
cool
yarmulke. Anime.
You could get a cool yarmulke that I imagine they throw at things.
Oh, a little discus?
Dude, yeah.
Like a little odd job situation?
Oh, fuck that'd yeah. But it's just sick. Tiny and just
like a little dagger? That'd be sick
dude,
as hell.
That'd be sick as fuck.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, they
go.
Got that. They got a dreidel. I don't know. Probably a menorah somewhere. Yeah. Or like a cool menorah symbol.
Dude, now I want these. Now I want a fighting
oh,
game.
Oh, no, wait. We're going fucking anime. Star of David throwing stars. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, fucking six-sided?
Yeah.
No, like.
The Jewish people, they get fucking. Yeah. They get gambit.
Okay. All right. Give me. What's the Islamic one? Go.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know anything about their religion.
You're not allowed to draw a lot of Islam stuff.
So, like, yeah, they'll be the last one to get in a mascot.
Yeah, and that's why they're going to fall behind.
Is Islamic, is that Buddha?
No.
I don't know religion.
Like, Muhammad, you dumbass.
But, so Buddha, is that Muslim? I don't know.
Buddha is Buddhist.
Buddhist.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. No.
So that's five, though.
Muhammad is Islam.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're getting rid of him.
I mean, you're not allowed to draw him.
Okay, but we're getting rid of all the old gods and we're making anime people for
right,
religion.
Yeah. Oh, so you're thinking a new? I don't know the symbols in Islam.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
but dude, I want them. I want every religion to now do.
They're
this.
They're there. Islam showed up to the party.
It's wild that Catholics are starting the trend.
I mean, they yeah, because I guess they aren't the first. Yeah. Yeah. But then you get like, I mean, Buddhists. Yeah, get a little chubby boy, right?
Yeah, but I'm picturing him with like a big stick.
Oh, see, I picture more like
a Raphael or whatever.
I picture like a Goro where he rolls and then he.
Oh, from Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a chubby guy who rolls up and goes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And he's a big buff guy.
He's a tank.
But also,
of the group, yeah.
He's very nice and quiet.
Yeah, no, he's so happy. I feel like he's
just like, he's just like Goro.
I mean, I picture the very food, like motivated, like he's just happy to be there. But when you need him, he's just like,
yeah. And he just blows up walls.
Yeah. He's the wall breaker for sure.
That's a perfect thing for that.
Then all right, let's get the Mormons in there. They're fucking weird. Oh. I feel like they don't quite understand it. So they probably are a little like sidebar.
It's like, they design a little boy that's just in a suit.
Yeah.
And they go, like, this is our anime character.
He's really friendly.
And we just...
No, because Luke...
They send him in first. He dies in every episode. He's the Kenny of the religions.
Because I feel like Luce, it's more passive, but still very controlling. She's got that shepherd's crook. She can smack it around. She's got a cross on her neck. Very, like, kind of like the protector of the group.
Okay.
I feel like, yeah, that's more like, what is that called?
Zelda.
No. Sure.
I don't know. Like, I have Zelda right now.
Whatever, like, whoever, like, heals, the healer, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I figure that's what Luce does.
And, like, you can use the cross to heal. Where, the other religions are like, nope, the cross doesn't heal me.
Nope. I don't believe in you yet. So I figure, like, yeah, the Jewish mascot's more like. My first word was going to be sneaky, but I feel like that, no, can't say that.
They go through tunnels, dude. They.
Under Manhattan. Because I was going to say, like, throwing star, I immediately picture,
sick,
like, ninja.
And then the cap, yeah.
But then I'm like, nope, you can't say that the Jewish symbol is the sneaky one.
Why not? These are anime characters.
The past 2,000 years.
Yeah, but these are anime characters. We're starting new, remember? We're getting rid of...
No stereotypes, new sneaky version.
We're getting rid of all the gods and everything. We're starting fresh.
Dude, yeah.
It's going to be so funny because I'm picturing, like, an anime television show. And, like, they're on a team, but they all don't like each other because it's all separate religions.
Right, yeah.
You know, so they have to team up to defeat the devil.
Right, yeah.
But some also of them don't believe in the devil.
Right, yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah, because the Hindu one, they don't know what the fuck the devil is because they're, I mean, yeah, I feel like you got to go classic, six arms, badass no matter what.
Yeah.
Maybe like the tinkerer. Yeah, like the person who, like, builds the shit, like really the techie one.
But with the arms.
But
the six arms would be sick.
Now
but then
I just
also
like,
he's fucking muscular. And
but yeah, because now I'm like, all right, shit, I just made the Indian guy the tech. That's bad too.
We're starting fresh.
I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, how did the Catholic Church... How did they not fucking fall down stereotypes when they made this little
What's
creature?
What's the Catholic stereotype, though? Like, you're guilty. That's it.
True. And
because
that's why
the Catholics are the
sad.
One who set all the other stereotypes. They're are the others. Yeah. We're the good ones.
We're the good ones.
Yeah. So, apologies up front. What else we got? Yeah, because the Mormon one, they just die.
Yeah, that's the one they send the guy in. He goes knock, and then the explosions go off. And then, well, you got Muslim.
we already said we didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I don't.
But he's there, I don't and
know,
he's great.
I don't know a lot about religions.
Yep.
But that, is that five?
I mean, all right, so we got Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Jewish, Catholic, and...
Six. Yeah, yeah. Six. I think that's a fighting force. Dude. That's the fantastic all right, six.
Now we're going to go to ChatGPT. Give me a name for... Oh, wait. I'm just on Google Docs. Went on the wrong thing.
You get flagged immediately for being racist.
I really tried not to.
You're the one that brought up all the arms.
Fresh boat.
Yeah, we're fresh. We're starting
fresh. Fresh start, yeah.
Fresh boat.
It's not a saying.
What the hell's fresh boat?
I don't know, a new boat?
It's a new boat?
A new boat seems refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking break that bottle, fresh boat.
Break what bottle?
You break a bottle on a fresh boat.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You like christen it.
Well, I thought you had sex in it.
I mean, that comes later.
Oh, okay.
That's right before they hit the iceberg.
I guess I've never owned a boat. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But you break champagne.
All right. I said, give me a name for an anime fighting team where all the members are leaders of different religions.
Oh, okay.
What we got? Divine Clash Syndicate.
Okay. I mean,
that's all they gave me.
Divine's a good word to use. Divine Clash Syndicate. Okay.
Give me 10 more.
Yeah. Divine's a good word, though, because it's holy.
Yeah.
And they're all holy.
There's Catholics. There's Jewish. Mormon. And an atheist.
Oh, an atheist.
I think that's what we're missing. I think that's the guy at the computer.
Yeah, we need the atheist. We need a tech guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we have a seven team. Seven team structure. The divine seven.
All right, what we got here? Faith breakers.
Faith breakers is great because it's like
badass.
Breaking necks.
Yeah, breaking faith.
Breaking faith.
I don't know if you want to break faith, but either way, Pantheon brawlers.
That's a little bit harder to say. Yep. Faith breakers is great.
Creed Crusaders.
Okay.
Sacred Showdown. That maybe is the name of the show.
That's maybe the name of the show, yeah.
Theological Titans.
Okay.
Ooh, no, this is it. Fucking Divinity Warriors.
Divinity
you kidding
Warriors.
Me? Dude.
Okay.
Fucking.
That's the show.
Yeah, Divinity Warriors.
Divinity Warriors.
Badass.
And you got seven of them. The atheist is on the computer going, you guys don't
you're
know
all,
what you're talking
you're
about.
You're all dumb. I'm better.
You just... coding and hacking.
I don't believe in shit.
Yeah.
But there's definitely one episode where that comes in handy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the tough part is you can get... Well, also, I think it'd be a good... If you did it right, it could be a good informational show about all the religions.
Sure.
But then the, all
and
the
how they come together.
But then all the religions would get upset about, like, they'd be like, well, we got to put more Jewish in it.
I should be the main character.
Yeah, that's the tough part. But I think it would be fun where it's like, well... Once they become friends, because at first they're going to not like each other, but once they become friends, then they learn about each other's religions.
Yeah,
and
it's a real Suicide Squad situation.
Yeah, 100%. Where
you
they
get brought together,
They get paired together, and then they got to fight some type of demon that they all agree on that's a demon.
Yeah, because I feel like you need an overarching like Mother Earth character, someone to bring them together. Like, who's the Nick Fury of the situation?
Oh, somebody that's like...
none of them.
No, but they get put together.
Yeah, it's just some fucking annoying 25-year-old who says, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual.
Yeah,
that's who brought them all together.
And it's just all these anime characters. And they just, oh, and they, every time they fight, it's fucking badass.
Oh my God,
dude,
yeah.
And then also just like, I grew up.
Yeah, what did you grow up?
I grew up Lutheran. Okay. So like, you know, Christianity and all this stuff. But yeah. I just like.
You don't
I
even get an anime character.
But I picture, well, I'm under the Catholic.
No, you're not.
That's what I would root for.
I get Luce. Luca.
But
Luce.
I just picture like when they're fighting, you got like the angelic choirs going.
Oh,
just,
all the time. Dude, it's fucking Duel of Fate.
It's fucking.
Every time.
Just epic music.
Yeah.
Epic fights. And they're just throwing the stars. That'd be sick as hell, dude. That'd be so badass. Dude, I think we're onto something. Copyrighted.
We can copyright religion, especially because Catholics started this. The Pope literally started this.
Well, the Pope better fucking get the ball rolling on this.
He is famously not going to.
This is a big money.
Said he's going to move around a couple pedophiles instead.
What? Okay. Yeah, I guess we are talking about news.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Why do they move them around or why do they fuck kids?
No. Why do they make this character?
Oh. No idea.
Weird.
Just to stay relevant.
Are people for it or
overwhelming positive? But that's because
okay.
It's our people saying, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. We can get behind anime. Wow, that is something I missed.
Dude, it's fucking Divinity Warriors.
Yeah, the Divinity Warriors. That is sick as hell, dude. That would be the name of this episode, the Divinity Warriors.
All right, another news.
Another nudes.
Man found dead in tanning bed at Planet Fitness 3 days after entering the gym. Is that fucking insane? No, there's been an uptick of people burning to death and things. A woman in Walmart overnight accidentally locked herself in one of those like big ovens and burnt herself. And her fucking mom, who also works at that Walmart, found her the next day. Insane.
What the fuck? Like the oven, like the bakery oven?
It's
or?
Like, yeah, like an oven you could walk into. Yeah. That happened like a month ago.
We had one of those at the Hy-Vee bakery that I used to work in because you would push in a whole rack of cookies.
Yes.
And it would cook fucking a dozen.
No, a woman got cooked in that and her mother found her. But yeah, this is one.
Jesus Christ. And then this guy got cooked in a tanning bed?
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
Man, and he was there for 3 days? Jesus Christ. Insane. So by the time you're hearing this, it's old news. But.
Yeah. Yeah, this was November 8th.
Oh my God. How the... So did he fall asleep or
I don't know, or maybe he didn't die from cooking it out. Maybe he had a heart attack in there and then died or something like that.
And then it took him 3 days.
Yeah, like can you imagine like walking past a tanning bed over and over? Because like I feel like by the third day there's got to be a smell.
Well, yeah, I guess if it's closed, you're like, okay, that one's closed. And but I feel like those types of places, they are 24/7. But I feel like people go through and clean and like
you'd think so, you'd hope so.
But they could just be like, oh, that guy's just in it still.
Yeah. Getting dark. Dude, it's Papa T's world now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He just wants to match Papa T.
Wow, become orange.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I think he became blue.
Yeah, he's cooked it. But then also cooking. Can you imagine dying in an oven?
No, I cannot. I physically have zero recognition of what that feels like. I've been burnt by oven once recently.
Yeah,
but I'm still a bitch about it.
God. What is it? Is it the Donald Glover movie? I'm pretty sure there's a scene.
What is it? Donald Glover movie.
It's like when he was a kid, like his sketch group. You know what I'm talking about?
Mystery Team.
Mystery
yeah.
Team. I'm pretty sure there's a scene in that. They're like at the lumber mill and they cook somebody.
Oh, in one of those ovens?
In one of those ovens. And the guy like explodes.
I mean, that was in Kick-Ass. They
microwave. Is that what I'm thinking of it?
Yeah. I don't know where you got Donald Glover from.
Well, it's the same type of
no, it's not.
Kids.
The first Kick-Ass movie, a guy gets microwaved in one of those giant wood microwaves. Yeah,
that was fucked up. Yeah. Dude, yeah, that's terrifying.
Next on the news, I don't know why I saved this one. Baby red panda chokes to death on its own vomit after getting scared by fireworks. That's it. That's the story. I don't know why I saved that one to tell you.
Damn, so how are you getting your news?
TikTok.
So you just save these because you're like, oh, these would be good to fun to talk about.
I do not remember saving this one.
What the...
Zoo owners are linking the death of this 3-month-old red panda to her reaction to fireworks on bonfire night.
Like,
she died choking on her own vomit. Edinburgh Zoo is calling for tighter regulations on fireworks.
Edinburgh, okay, so it's in the UK.
Yeah.
Damn. That's sad.
Yeah.
Pandas like red pandas? Aren't they like not
endangered?
Endangered. That's
I don't
know
if red pandas are or not. I think normal pandas are because they refuse to fuck.
Oh, weird. Why?
You know that?
No, I didn't.
No, red pandas are...
I'm learning so much today.
Normal pandas are trying to go extinct. They will not fuck each other.
What?
No, there's a whole thing where people dress like pandas and fuck or pretend to fuck in front of pandas.
To get them horny?
To show them how to. No, because pandas are doing what all of us are too scared to, and that is just hang out, eat...
Get fat.
And
die.
And that's it. And die, yeah.
That's
no, they're going
dude.
Out the way we all wish we could.
We can do that.
That's true. And I think we kind of are right now. I think they say that our generation is having the least amount of sex ever.
Sign me up.
I think it's because we're all on like depression medicine that won't let your dick get hard.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't had sex in a while.
Sure.
And also, I'm not watching porn either. So like, it's fucking gone, baby.
You're a panda.
Yep. But I've been trying to eat healthier.
Yeah, there you go.
So
better than bamboo.
But I am bald. I'm a fucking panda, dude. God damn it.
All right, this next one. A substitute school bus driver in Colorado has been let go after he dropped students off at the wrong stop on Monday afternoon, abandoning dozens of children miles from their home.
He just goes, get out.
He was a substitute bus driver and he just kicked the kids out.
I didn't even know substitute bus driver is a thing.
Why is it? I guess, like, if they're sick, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
A school bus driver abandons 40 kids on the side of the road.
40 kids?
He made the whole bus get out.
That's incredible. Hopefully the kids are okay.
I think they're fine.
But
they have cell phones now.
But it's also so funny, like, because I rode the bus growing up, and it's like, oh, when you get to a stop, the people get out. They know that they're stopped.
Yeah, they see their house
and
down the street.
And then, but if it's not your stop, you don't get out.
Yeah.
So he just was like, everyone get out.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Not everybody knows how to do everything.
It's also, what are the requirements of a substitute bus driver? You showed up. That's got
to
be it.
100%. You probably have to have a CDL or something.
No, I doubt it.
Oh, yeah.
For a school bus? I don't know.
Well, I had some shitty school bus drivers growing up. They did not care.
Although, I guess my worst interaction with a school bus driver was my own fault. I accidentally threw a girl's stuffed animal out the window of a moving truck.
Oh, my God. Out the window?
Yeah. I got her... To say sorry, I got our coupon to Build-A-Bear, which are fucking expensive.
Build-A-Bears are expensive.
Yeah, no, I threw her Build-A-Bear out the window while moving.
Dude, it was fun though.
It wasn't on purpose. Because she had done something to me. And I remember I grabbed her and she lived down the street from me. I had her stuffed animal and I did not purposely chuck it out the window. I toss it to her. And in my mind, it got airlock sucked out. There's no way the bus did that.
I didn't know. It's going 25 miles an hour.
And just gone. And then she just immediately started crying. I was like, fuck. I remember my dad.
The bus isn't going to stop.
No, my dad was in Iraq. I had to write him a letter about it. I was like, he doesn't need to deal with this.
He probably reads this and he goes, this is why I'm saving the country. Yeah. Just goddamn.
That's what I'm coming home to. Jesus. But I remember my mom making me write. I was like, why? This is just going to make him mad.
Yeah, don't.
What if this distracts him and then he gets shot?
Yeah, don't.
That's on you.
Don't make
Not
me.
Not on me.
Don't make me write to dad. It was an accident.
Sending a letter about something I got, it probably took a month to get there.
Yeah.
It's like,
so then by the time he reads it, you forgot.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, my kid's a dickhead, I guess.
And that's why I pushed you in front of a car.
Yeah.
It's a bus.
That is why.
No, dude, I remember though, when riding the bus, it was fun to fuck around with the windows.
Yeah.
Because we would pull them down and then we'd stick our hands and head out the windows. And then I always go, knock it off.
Yeah. Stop. I'm like, what are you going to do? Come back here?
But it was fun to throw shit out the window. I don't know if I ever threw a teddy bear, but I think I threw fucking just random shit out. It was fun.
Yeah.
Because you would, there'd be cars behind.
Yeah.
And then you were just.
They can't do shit. Yeah. Well, you knew.
We're fucking also, menaces on society.
What the fuck are school buses anyways?
Unsanctioned, no seat belts.
Yeah. It's just a tube full of children and some alcoholic at the wheel generally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who is not happy with what they're doing.
They fucking hate it.
Oh my God.
Every bus driver hated it.
Wanted to beat the shit out of every child that comes up there. And I remember
they had to get up so fucking early too.
Yeah. And they're not happy.
No.
Some fucking 50 asshole children you're picking up.
And they're just in the back screaming.
Yeah. And because also it's every grade.
Yeah.
So it's for us, it was K through six. That is what? How different, 6 to 13 years?
To 13.
Yeah, some of us are still trying to learn how to walk, and other kids are giving each other hand jobs.
Yeah, the people
in the
back are fucking trying to be horny.
Yeah,
and then there's just kindergartners.
A child,
being their parents are get on the bus.
Yeah, go with that stranger. They're going to drive you, and I trust them.
And then it should take you to school.
But sometimes it drops you off miles away from your own house.
It's incredible.
I loved it
so much.
That's
so fun.
And that's what Robert missed. That's the news. He doesn't have social media.
Damn. Well, it sounds like it's been overall pretty good.
Yeah, that's what we'll get is your overall reaction to the planet right now.
Yeah. So
Thumbs up from Robert.
Overall, pretty good. The life's doing, we're doing pretty good at post-election. Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
Papa T's taking good care of
him. He's not in office yet. We'll see how shit goes. I feel like in a few months, things I miss is going to be
a
off
lot
the chain.
Longer.
I mean, I was off social media when he got elected.
Yeah.
And I didn't find out till midday the next day. Most people knew the morning or the night of. Or
I did.
Yeah. I just went over to my parents and my mom was like, wow, that's a bummer. And I was like, what?
Oh, she didn't vote for him?
No.
No.
I don't think... Nobody likes him.
I don't know.
But then he won by a lot, I guess.
A lot, yeah. I mean, no one liked Biden either.
Papa T.
Yeah, but that's what Robert missed, because he's not on social media.
That's pretty fun. It's time for another segment. Returning segment, Elimination Chamber.
All right. Eliminate me. Let's
Welcome
go.
Back to the Elimination Chamber. Last time we did this was for the Halloween special, and we did Halloween theme.
Yes.
So this time is kind of a theme. Jacob's favorite things.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I tried to think of it's tough.
I'm curious what you got for my favorite things.
But then I also had to, I had to pick a topic and then find something similar. So I have 10 of them.
Okay.
10 elimination chambers. You got to pick this or that. And then something you added to the elimination chamber is once we get through the 10, we'll and then we're going to climb the ladder and figure out what is the, out of the 20 things I have, what is your favorite? Because it's, you know.
What is the thing I wish would exist of all of them, right? Yeah.
Starting off with the first one. We're going comic books, but this could be everything. Punisher.
Oh, okay.
Versus Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Okay.
Moon Knight's my favorite comic book character.
But that's the tough one. I was just like, I didn't know who else to put there.
So technically, if you gave me like Spider-Man or Moon Knight, I would probably choose Spider-Man. I would rather.
Oh, shit. You'd pick Spider-Man over
Spider-Man and Batman, I do believe, are the best comic book characters to ever exist.
Damn, I thought you liked Punisher a lot.
I love Punisher.
Yeah.
And not for the reason other people do.
Why do you like him?
I like the character and all that. I'm talking about like, conservatives really took on Punisher for some reason. Like, there's a lot of Punisher symbols.
Because he's taking revenge?
No.
Because of the skull? Yeah.
No, so you'll see the Punisher skull with, like, a thin blue line on it, which is the symbol of the cops. Punisher loves killing cops, by the way.
Yeah.
He is zero issue down a man in blue.
He's just trying to fucking avenge his family. He'll kill everybody.
Yeah, he does not care.
He doesn't care
who
you are.
It's so fun. There's a whole, like...
So it's like you... They're like, oh... You see that and you go, oh, you don't know what Punisher is.
No, you don't know shit. There's a whole...
He was like John Bernthal then.
Who doesn't love John Bernthal?
John Bernthal's incredible.
Yeah, also John Bernthal hates you if you're that guy too.
I also initially didn't like John Bernthal.
Because you didn't know about him?
Because he's kind of a douchebag in The Walking Dead.
Sure, as Shane. You know?
And that's how I first introduced him.
That's such a good douchebag character, a great douchebag. Yeah. All right, so yeah, Moon Knight.
All right, so that first one was pretty easy. Next one, we're going to films. Shit. These are directors.
Oh,
who would you pick? Quentin Tarantino versus
Edgar Wright,
Stanley Kubrick.
Ooh, shit, that one's harder.
I know. Either
we're gonna go Edgar Wright, which I would have chosen.
Tarantino or Kubrick, because like we talk about Tarantino and Kubrick a lot.
So,
yeah, you got to pick one.
The issue is that Kubrick has the historic element of he created so many incredible things. But if we're going movie for movie, I'm choosing Tarantino. So I think I would choose Tarantino.
Damn, you would choose Tarantino. I wasn't sure what you were going
for. Because Kubrick's got 2001, Full Metal Jacket, and The Shining for me. I don't know if I don't know what else he's done that I really loved besides those three.
Yeah.
Where Tarantino has at least all of his movies.
Them,
yeah.
And he only has 9 of them.
Right, yeah.
So far.
Well, 10, including the Kill Bills.
Yeah, but that's one movie.
So I would choose...
Okay, Tarantino.
Tarantino, yeah.
Next up, we're going video games. What would you pick? Nintendo versus PlayStation? Because those are the two like consoles you have.
Yes. And we're going through all of it.
Full fucking brands. Nintendo, PlayStation. This is tough because I don't know what I would pick. Because I grew up being a PS2 kid. I love Sony, but then also Nintendo's fucking Nintendo.
Well, because like also like nowadays, Nintendo has a lot of like PlayStation titles too. It's just shittier. I can play Borderlands 2 on the Switch.
It sucks.
I choose not to.
Yeah, I've been playing the new MLB The Show on the Switch.
Yeah.
And it runs like ass.
Well, I mean, because when I got Izzy into Skyrim, I realized like, oh, I'm going to lose all control of my television. So I bought it for her on the Switch.
It probably runs
like worse.
Yeah, but does she notice?
No, she does not. No, it's just like, I was like, I don't, because she's going to play it for 10 hours straight. I don't need that on the TV with the PlayStation. It can be in her lap. Because if we're going...
Nintendo's been around longer.
It's 64 versus PlayStation 1, 64, no matter what.
But then it's GameCube versus PS2.
That's
so... Then it's Wii versus PS3.
Fuck, the Wii's so good too.
But then Wii U, PS4. You know what I mean? Like they're...
Oh, yeah, because I guess it's technically Switch versus PS5.
Yeah.
But I never got a Wii U, and also I don't have a
PS5. There are some Nintendo consoles that kind of suck.
I'm going Nintendo.
Damn, okay, good pull.
I mean, Mario's great. Their classics are great, and now also I have more access to the other titles.
Yes.
Where, like, there's technically...
Sony's IPs are kind of...
Well, I mean, like, they got, like, Spider-Man and shit, and that's great, but also if I'm going, like, I don't even know what else are the Sony titles. Like,
I mean, Uncharted...
Uncharted's good, but also Uncharted's a Naughty Dog title. That's not even Sony.
Yeah, so I think you have Spider-Man. Like, Last of Us?
That might be.
I don't know. But that might also be... I mean,
no,
it's,
I think Last of Us is also Naughty Dog. Yeah. Naughty Dog did Jack and Daxter, Uncharted, and Last of Us.
Those are all Sony exclusives.
And they all are PlayStation exclusive. And those are all movies that aged with us so well. How's the beer?
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, little, I haven't tried it yet.
A little nutty. So I just opened a nut brown ale by Exile. It's, yeah, I'm not a big brown ale fan.
It's fine.
It's nutty. Yeah,
yeah, it's
we were drinking
nutty.
Budweiser and now, but.
I mean, it's flavorful, but it's just not a flavor I love. Just,
yeah, I don't like it.
By the way, I won that beer in a GameCube competition for NBA Street Volume 2.
And you got third place.
Out of four people. I also hosted the event.
So it should have counted. Okay, nope. Moving on in the Elimination Chamber, we're switching it over to fast food.
Oh, shit. Okay.
McDouble versus the KFC Famous Bowl.
McDouble.
Damn, no discussion.
McDouble, the best McDouble I've had is maybe the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
I know. When you get a good one, you go, God damn, it's so fucking good.
I am a fiend when I eat it. Because you know the secret to getting the best McDouble experience? You take it's after you get across
But also tell people how you order it. Ketchup only.
McDouble only, I like them wet. What do you get on a McDouble?
How they come.
How they come?
Well, I think with onions.
No.
I like onions. I like the diced onions at McDonald's.
No, I only want ketchup.
And I think there's also pickles on
and
it.
And I will also dip it in ketchup.
Damn, so you slop it up.
I love
sloppy doubles.
Dude, I love pickles, but they do not belong in a McDouble. The McDouble, it's the fourth bite that is the perfect bite.
Right in the middle.
You move around the edge, you get a full line, and then yeah, you get it. And if it's fucking greasy, you bite it and then you hold it.
And
in your mouth.
Suck the grease.
And no, you push your tongue between
the
two
fuck?
Patties. No, it is, my God, it is like cleaning your ears and getting a blowjob at the same time. The perfect McDouble
is
such
exploded.
An experience.
I didn't realize I could. I love cleaning my ears.
Yeah.
I love getting my ears clean.
Yeah. Would you want anyone else to clean your ears?
Yeah. I've had exes do it.
Really?
And dude, it's like. I like turn into a cat, like where I'm like, it's the best thing ever.
I really want to go. I'm sure they're in other countries, but I've seen like videos. I feel like it's like the Philippines or Taiwan where they will like literally like you'll lay down. They'll like carve in your ears. They'll put earwax or a wax thing in it and pull out. And then you can hear so good. Because I'm too anal about cleaning my ears.
I clean them a lot. I clean them every time I shower.
At least once a day, upwards of three times.
But sometimes I like to wait a little bit. So then it's like there's stuff.
I haven't gotten wax on my ears in probably 8 years.
Oh my God, you clean them that much? Uh-huh. See, I like the feeling of like scraping.
I would love that.
So just take a few days off.
I can't.
And put shit in your ears.
I literally cannot. I remember my roommate in college.
Damn.
I looked at his ear and I noticed it was really messy and I brought it up to him that his ear was a fucking mess.
And he just never cleaned it.
No,
you're
not supposed to Q-tip it. And
but
so
else are you supposed to clean your ears?
So he put one in. But his ears were so full that he just compacted earwax. He couldn't hear it out of his ear. It was Henry.
Oh, that's nasty, though.
I ruined his like month because of it.
Yeah, but
until he finally, I don't even know how he got it out, but yeah, he was like freaking out and just like, Jacob, I can't hear anything. I'm like, sorry.
Damn, that's fucked up.
McDouble. KFC Bowl's great.
KFC Bowl's, yeah.
Fantastic.
I was thinking of your favorite things, but then trying to think of a counter.
No, those are good things, but the McDouble is maybe the best thing.
Because I feel like your two favorite fast food things would probably be the McDouble, Famous Bowl.
That'd be up there.
Okay. I don't know what else you would.
I don't know another like thing that like because like
yeah, for fast food.
I like Culver's better than anything.
Yeah,
but like it's not a McDouble. It's not a KFC Famous Bowl.
They're different.
Yeah.
Next up is TV shows. We have Community versus The Office. This is a tough one. I don't know what I would pick.
Community, the peaks are so much higher than The Office.
The writing's fucking genius.
It's Dan Harmon. I love him. But technically, I would probably go The Office.
The Office is fucking great. And I also started watching it again, and it's still so fucking good.
The Office is a blanket. Yeah, like, it is so cozy.
Comfort.
It is. I am so comfortable there. I know most, I mean, same with Community. I know most of the lines of every episode. But also, The Office, I get so annoyed when people say, yeah, but like you don't only watch the first few seasons. No.
No, I watch all nine.
All of them.
Yeah.
Ninth season, fantastic.
Yeah. There are, it's different.
Yeah, it's.
But same with the last couple seasons of Community.
I mean, the last season of Community fucking fall apart because they fired the creator
and
then rehired him.
But when I watch it, I finish it. But also, I think the last season of The Office is better than the later seasons of Community.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Guest stars. Ooh, even that's tight.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll go Community for guest stars.
But would you pick all together The Office?
Yes, I would choose The Office.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's The Office, they got fucking Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey.
But Will Ferrell sucked in it.
He did suck.
And like, he knows it too.
Jim Carrey was in it though.
Yeah, he was fine.
Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
What's so wild is the show's so ingrained. Like, I don't even know what the Finger Lakes are, but I just know that he's wants to go there with his family.
He needs to go back. Yeah, they're expecting me. I told him I was on a hike.
Next up is drinks. High Life.
Okay.
Versus Budweiser. I know Budweiser is becoming your favorite and you're drinking it right now.
I'm saying right now Budweiser. Damn. I fucking love a Budweiser. I know. It's weird.
Budweiser is becoming a fucking
I'm
staple.
Annoyed that I didn't know how good these were.
And I brought them over as a bit when we reviewed Tremors. Tremors. Yeah.
Fuck.
And that's when we started drinking
Budweiser. They're so good.
And now you're a Budweiser king. All right. This next one. I
do love High Life though.
High Life is great. But they're different styles of beer though.
Yeah. If I want a beer, it might just be Budweiser. Because I go through
A first sip of a High Life, that way is like crisp.
Okay, it depends what time am I drinking.
Oh, true.
2 p.m. before, definitely High Life.
Yeah. But if it's like dinner, later.
Yeah, it's like between 2 and 5, I don't know what my preferred is. Probably High Life pretty far down until...
High Life's a good day drinker. Budweiser is like a beer.
Because it just tastes...
The king of beers. That's their slogan.
Honestly, yeah.
That's what instead it says of on the bottle.
Are we going king or champagne?
Champagne. I mean, champagne's good sometimes. No,
it's
celebratory.
Not. It's fine.
This next one is, because you just got back from it, Disney World versus Universal.
So, and I'm going to say all of Disney World.
Yeah.
Where there's like five parks versus the two parks Universal.
Yeah.
I'm going Universal.
Damn. Okay. Just because the worlds are better?
So also, Disney doesn't really have thrill rides. Like, it's got no big drops. Like, it's got like Tiana's Bayou Adventure,
more family,
which has like a drop in it, but that doesn't beat the Jurassic Park.
It's not extreme.
Park.
I've never been to Universal, dude.
Universal's
I've always
the best.
Wanted to.
Yeah, Universal's
even
the best.
As a kid.
And also, Universal's building a new park that will be my favorite park ever.
What are they building?
Universal Monsters Park.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they're also building a How to Train Your Dragon park. Fantastic.
You say they're making a live action of that?
Yeah. It's
why?
They don't, yeah. They don't need to.
The animation's perfect. It's a perfect movie.
No, and like, people are mad at the casting and whatever, but like, it's... So the main reason people are mad at the casting is because they made Astrid. I think she's mixed, but like half black or whatever. But also, everyone else sucks in it too. All the other casting choices are horrible.
Oh, okay.
The twins
I haven't seen the trailer. Oh, what the hell?
They don't look at each other. Like, yeah. And like, also like the animation style, now everybody's heads look really tiny because everyone has giant heads in the animated.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And it works. But now you're just like, oh.
It's a person.
Yeah. So like, there's a bigger guy who, I can't remember what, not Roughnut. Roughnut's a twin. But either way, there's like one of the fat kids and I think he's voiced by McLovin. But now the actor playing that is the kid from Deadpool 2.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's still a big kid, but like that, it's not.
Yeah, it's different.
The animated is very.
Yeah, I feel
different.
Like it's going to be. I remember the trailer dropped. I was in acting class and all the 18-year-olds were like freaking out. And they're like, oh, watching the trailer. They're like, oh, it looks so good.
There's not a trailer out.
Yeah. They dropped a trailer for
How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah. For like the live action.
Did they? I thought they've only released set photos.
They released a trailer. People were watching it.
Like recently?
It happened this week when I was in class.
Shit, I've only seen set photos. I've not seen
the trailer.
I haven't
seen the trailer, so let's watch it after this.
Okay.
But people are freaking out there and go, wow, it looks so good.
Yeah, like,
but I just go, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Same with, do you know, they released set photos of Moana live action.
Oh, yeah, with the rock with hair?
Yeah. It's so, in a muscle suit.
Oh, that's why he looks, because I was like, I know he's jacked, but he's not jacked like that.
Same head size. Like, you need, because also they should have gone with, like, yes,
why is he doing that live action?
Like, also, yes, he is a Pacific Islander. They should have gone with a full on, there's literally people who look exactly like that character.
That you could have casted instead of The Rock.
Yeah.
But The Rock's in it, so I get.
Fuck off. The Rock's also, in everything. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Also, the second one comes out in a month.
Yeah,
why are we releasing the live action next year? Fucking stupid.
All right,
next.
Going back to the Elimination Chamber, next up is arcade games.
Okay.
Gauntlet versus Simpsons Bowling.
All right, I'm guessing you're going to say Gauntlet Legends, because that's my favorite.
Gauntlet Legends, yeah, we can do Legends. This one's tough because, like, Gauntlet Legends is like a game you can chip through and you can beat.
And I really enjoy it.
Simpsons Bowling is just like, it's bowling.
But Simpsons Bowling,
it's one of the best arcade games.
And it's the best multiplayer one by far, especially
for
Gauntlet
money. But Gauntlet multiplayer is...
So I'm going to go Gauntlet because that's what made me fall in love with arcades.
Damn, okay.
So when I was younger...
Oh, damn, you have a story for
this. Yeah, okay. There was a few occasions. I feel like one time it was even like I got to skip school and go to Loco Joe's, which was a local arcade place.
Which is why I've never been there. I only knew about Crazy Joe's.
Well, it's... What?
Like Crazy Joe's Pizza or whatever?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I never knew about Loco Joe's.
Yeah, Loco Joe's is... He had an arcade here. I'm sure some of the games at the arcade we work at has his arcade.
Yeah, store. Probably.
Because he is now the guy who owns all the photo booths.
Oh, okay.
So I have met him.
Oh, damn.
And I have told him that his arcade is the reason I have my and career your game choice. Tech, yeah. Like... And Gauntlet was the one that really made me fall in love with arcade games. I mean, you saw the little characters I cut out of construction paper who were my
Who were inspired by Gauntlet.
They were inspired by Gauntlet.
That's
characters.
Sick as hell.
So
that
I'm
was,
going
that
Gauntlet
was a part
all
of a
the
Moist
way.
Monday artifact.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Gauntlet. I mean, yes. But Simpsons Bowling's fucking fantastic.
Simpsons Bowling's great. I own it upstairs.
It's going to be wild to climb the bracket
yes,
back up.
Yes, no, that's going to be very difficult.
And also, it's depending on the order, could be way different. But next up is bands.
Okay.
And this one was tough because I wanted to pick bands that are similar.
Which my music taste is very...
I know. Yeah. But we're going old school for
okay.
you.
Okay.
Kiss.
Yep. Knew that was it.
Versus Sex Pistols. Because I wanted to... like, because some bands you'd be like, definitely pick, but I wanted to find two bands that like you used to love.
Yeah. Where both of them I have fallen out of... Not fallen out of love with them, but they're not my favorite thing right now.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am with like Nirvana and Foo Fighters. Like, yeah. They were my top bands at one point, but...
So if we're going album v. album...
I'm just saying in general.
Right, but I'm saying no Kiss album beats Nevermind the Bollocks.
Damn.
But...
But you...
Kiss.
Sex Pistols have one album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Do you know they're going back on tour this year?
Sex Pistols?
Yeah. Well, three of them are alive. yeah, because Johnny Rotten, what's it like?
They're touring with one album?
Paul, what? No, they made more music, but no one gives a shit.
Yeah, no one cares.
Literally nobody cares about anything else they ever did. Because also, Johnny Rotten, the face of punk for a hot second, yeah. Like literally, like the anarchy in the UK, big fan of Papa T.
Oh, shit.
No, he was a full-on Trump supporter.
God. Oh, also,
years
old,
ago.
Oh, damn, so wait. No, like, first
like
election?
Original. Yeah.
Damn.
He loves him.
How old is he now, though?
I don't fucking care.
Because, like,
care.
He was a punk, like, in the 80s and 90s, yeah. 70s or whatever.
But, like...
Yeah.
How does that even
doing?
Work?
Yeah.
NoFX is still decapitating a Trump's... Well, I guess they retired this year, too. But either way, they decapitated a Trump statue at their show.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, no, punk is still punk.
Yeah.
Johnny Rotten's a bitch.
Well...
Or Johnny Lydon or whatever the fuck his real name is.
You could call him Rotten. All right, last up.
All right.
And this one's going to be interesting because I don't know where you'll lean on this. We're going comedians.
Okay.
And we're going two of your newer favorites.
Fuck. I only have two new favorites.
Dan Soder.
Yep.
Versus Shane Gillis.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I thought you were going to go Stavi.
I mean, I was thinking Stavi, but I thought
no
this
one
would be tougher.
No one beat Shane.
Oh, you're picking Shane Gillis over?
Dan Soder.
Is becoming one of your favorites.
Yes. Yeah. Him and Stavros right now are my absolute favorite comedians.
I should have picked. What would you pick after Stavros? That's just an extra one. Damn, you pick Stavi.
I think so. I'm really in love with the shit he do. Because he also just made a movie that's great. It's called Let's Start a Cult.
Yeah, I do want to see that. Yeah.
But Shane Gillis.
Because
his last two specials are probably the best specials of this decade.
He's one of the best podcasters.
Great podcaster.
Tires.
Gillis or Gilly Keeve. Gillian Keeves.
Gillian Keeves, yeah.
The best sketch show in since...
Peele.
Thank you. All I could think is Jordan Peele. Yeah, Key and Peele. Like, Gillian Keeves is the best since
it's
that,
so good.
Without question.
And he's just 100% him.
Yes. Because also, even like his recent shit, where like people are like, oh, God damn it, he's a real hard conservative. He's like, I didn't fucking vote for Trump. He says he's a Trump enjoyer, not supporter.
Yeah.
Which that made me respect him
so
much.
Also, I love like, he's like, yeah. And that's kind of how I feel too. Is like, Trump is the funniest person, but he's not like, he's just hilarious.
Because also, that's something I do hate is when people are like, he's not funny, he's dangerous. They can be the same thing.
Yeah. You can be funny and dangerous. Because
you can hold a gun to my head, but tell a funny joke.
He's hilarious.
And that is what
he's
doing.
Not, but also, he's not trying.
No,
he's
absolutely trying to be funny. He knows what he's doing.
I just love the way he talks.
Because also, that's the only thing he knows. is how to talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to govern.
No, he's fucking not kidding me. Papa T, dude?
No.
He knows how to talk.
Yeah, no, Papa T is
Papa T, that T stands for talk, baby. Yeah. Papa talk.
No, yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Shane Gillis
is going to be
the best comedian right now. Highly recommend Dan Soder. Dan Soder is one of the funniest. He's one of the best amazing voice podcaster. Characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and his specials are fantastic, but no, Shane
Gillis. He's an older comedian too. He's like in his 40s now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not older nowadays.
Yeah, but Shane is probably, I don't know, 35.
Yeah, probably like late 30s.
This is going to be tough now because we're going to climb the ladder.
Climb the ladder. So what I don't remember what I chose early on.
First up. So we're working our way up now. And this is what stuff is. It's in the order that I wrote these.
Yeah, so they're all in a line now. Yeah. So Shane Gillis is the top of the pyramid.
So Shane Gillis versus bottom. Kiss.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, this is going to be so tough.
So
you have to pick one.
So we're including my childhood with this, right?
This is your, yeah. I mean, you can include whatever you want.
Because for me, it's like me and my dad painting our faces for my first Kiss concert.
Imagine painting your face like Shane Gillis.
Just adding a second chin, that's it. Making a dumb face.
Yeah, that's what's going to be tough about this, but I love this adding
so
to it.
So technically, Kiss.
Damn, okay. Shane Gillis, bye-bye.
Sorry.
Next up, Kiss versus Gauntlet Legends.
Kiss.
Damn, Kiss is fucking
Kiss is
ahead.
More of my childhood than Gauntlet Legends.
Kiss versus Universal Studios.
Kiss, I guess.
Kiss won?
If only one existed... Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm going Kiss. So.
Damn, okay.
I don't even
is
like Kiss anymore.
Be the king?
No, because I don't even like Kiss anymore.
Kiss versus Budweiser.
Okay, I guess fucking
the king of beers?
I guess Kiss.
Oh, my God.
I would rather have Kiss as a band and lose Budweiser and still have every other beer.
This climbing the ladder is fun.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Kiss versus The Office.
The Office.
Oh, that's
The Office is better than Kiss.
Okay.
And I stand by that, and I'm okay with that.
The Office versus... The McDouble.
Fuck. Shit.
Oh, damn. Okay. It's so tough to compare shit that has nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Because what it...
I mean, the best McDouble, dude.
Dude, yeah, no, better, that's what
is
it is.
Is it better than Dinner Party? One of the best episodes?
Yeah, the best mouthfeel feel of just pushing...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That McDussy apart in my mouth.
I don't know. You've never told me that you've done that, and now I'm... Dude, I never want to eat a McDouble around you.
I highly recommend it. Versus... Because Dinner Party is the best episode, without a doubt.
Yeah, 100% it is.
So, I'm trying to figure out what's better. That feeling of meat spreading
but
between
also,
my tongue.
But also...
Or the moment he pushes the flat screen.
But also, sometimes you don't get a good
true,
tasting
yeah.
McDouble.
A McDouble is sometimes just a dry piece of shit.
And it sucks.
And they still charge me the same amount for it. And I still eat it up.
And it's not
like
cheap
just
anymore.
A sad little dog
it's like
bacon
$4 now. It's not even worth it.
Because every time she dances to Hunter's song... I'm going to The Office.
Hell yeah. I was worried for a second you're going to pick the McDouble. Now, this one's going to be tough.
I don't remember. The Office versus...
Nintendo. Okay. Yeah. Climbing the ladder.
Because also, Nintendo includes Star Fox.
Yep.
Star Fox 64 is one of your to parents. This day yeah. my shit. I'm going Nintendo.
Damn, Nintendo's fucking pulling through. That's the tough part is some of these have more power. Like some of these are very specific. Some of them yeah. are broad. So next up, we have Nintendo
versus
Quentin Tarantino.
Nintendo.
Damn. Okay.
That's okay.
And then the last one of the Illumination Chamber, and I think I know where it's leaning, but who knows?
I don't remember what we started with.
Nintendo versus Moon Knight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Nintendo.
Nintendo. So Nintendo won the bracket.
That's fair.
Of Jacob's favorite things of the 20.
Because all right, Nintendo.
But also, that's so broad to like
Nintendo. We're talking
Nintendo
Super
versus
Smash
Shane Gillis,
like, Mario Kart. And fucking Mario Party. Mario Strikers. Like, literally so many things are so... Also, all of Zelda.
Yeah, all of Zelda.
All of Star Fox. All of Pikmin.
Metroid.
Yeah. Like, it's so many great games. And yeah. also this...
The like, consoles are all...
Nintendo... Like, the Nintendo 64, I earned that by being able to learn the alphabet. The GameCube was the first big purchase I ever spent with my real
damn,
money.
Yes, yeah, like, and Nintendo's been around your entire life.
Yeah, and also I'm.
It's been lasting longer than Kiss.
I built a Nintendo machine.
So you would have picked Nintendo over
ago.
Kiss?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So Nintendo is the champion.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because also Nintendo still affects my day to day life.
Yes.
I fixed Dr. Mario 2 days
and
ago.
And Nintendo's still around. They're still releasing new shit.
Yeah.
They're gonna release the next console soon.
Yeah, the Nintendo Switch 2.
the Nintendo Super Switch.
Really? Is that what it's called?
No, that's what I hope it's called.
Super Switch. I hope they go U again.
Or Super Nintendo Switch.
I hope it's the Switch U. And they're like, I don't know.
They're like, we want it to work so bad. We're going to keep trying. Also,
who the fuck bought a Wii U? The Wii U you stand by them.
The Wii U is awesome, but nobody bought it.
No.
It was a terrible market.
I remember we had one friend with a Wii U, and that was the first time you could play Super Smash Bros. 8 players. That was fun.
I remember playing it at band practice.
Yeah, Austin.
And, we played, I can't remember, Nintendo Land.
Yeah, with that Luigi game.
Where one person has a tablet and you, that was fun.
They had to leave the room.
Well,
yeah.
I remember hiding behind the couch playing that. Uh-huh. Where it's like, you can't look at the TV.
Kind of want a Wii U, but also, that's got to be the worst catalog.
The library is so small. Yeah. And most of the games now are on the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we're on the Wii.
But it is backwards compatible with Wii games. It got some with the motion bar.
GameCube games too?
I don't think so. No.
Then the Wii wins.
But
I'd rather play all the Wii games and all the GameCube games than any Wii U games.
Yeah,
and all the Wii
but
games.
Also the games that are on the Wii U, there's tablet integration that makes the game so much better.
Really?
Yeah, it's so fun to be.
I remember when Arkham City came out for it or whatever. Well,
instead of being able to pause and like when you play the Batman game, your fucking tool belt's right there. So mid action, you can fucking switch. Like,
guess what? I can do that with my fucking D-pad.
No, but
I can.
There are, it's just fun to look down. I don't know. The Wii U is fun.
It's fun to look down.
But before we leave, I wanted to do this all month, but I forgot because I'm not good at planning.
Yeah.
But this is the last week of Thanksgiving. No, last week of November.
There we go.
Last week of November. So I was like, we did this last year. I was like, let's just end this episode on a wholesome note. Mm-hmm. What are we thankful for? It can be this week. It can be anything because we didn't do it at all. But
I'm looking at this year.
Yeah. What are we thankful for this year?
This year has been a doozy.
Yeah.
Papa T's not going to help.
Yeah. No, wait till next year.
So at this point, I would say, I mean, after the wedding, that's the highest point perhaps of my life. Which is terrifying, but still, it was such a high point.
100%. Yeah.
But literally just my best friends. And now my wife surrounding me and my family.
Family.
Great time. And we're all dressed to the nines. You making them all laugh. Me making my mom cry. Even Izzy's friends making me cry. It was just
dancing with your mom.
Yeah. No, I'm thankful for my wedding and all that came with it.
Yeah, get to see all your family members too.
And also we killed some ballistics dummies.
That
was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Incredible. Yeah. Unless we somehow have dumb money.
Yeah, if we can get $300 again.
Listeners.
Yeah, we started a Patreon. If enough of you subscribe for long enough, you can see us kill one dummy.
And that will be the only bonus content you get.
And you gotta wait for it. You better join early because it will come faster. That'd be so funny. Just a stretch goal, but it's one per. It's just Nathan giving us $3 a month for 100 months.
For 100
months.
You
do it too. So you're a good boy.
But we're not gonna do that to you.
No.
We'll wait till we have two of you.
I would say,
did you answer the question?
The wedding and all that came with it is what I am most thankful for is that day, October 5th. What about you?
Wow.
Beat that bitch.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, because you were choking during it.
I think I'm thankful to keep moving forward.
That's fair. Don't look back.
I think I'm thankful that I'm here. And no, I'm being honest.
I know you are. And that's why I'm laughing.
It's dark in hell.
Yeah, I'm thankful that I'm still alive.
Well, it's just it's you said it. This year's been a doozy.
It sure has.
Fucking yeah, but I'm I don't know.
No, that's fair.
I'm thankful
that you're still
that I can push myself.
I mean, it's still that
to do better.
It's kind of that you're thankful you still got some fight left in you.
Yeah,
and that's nothing to smirk at. That's a and real
now,
thing.
But now
dude,
I'm finding.
Fresh boat.
Yeah,
I'm on that fresh boat just paddling away.
You got to start saying that now.
Dude, I just need a fresh boat.
It's not even. It doesn't. No, you don't even ever think fresh start.
It's not even. Fresh boat.
But it's hilarious.
Dude, do you want to fix the Titanic? Just a fresh boat.
Fresh boat.
Classic fresh boat situation.
Classic fresh
Things
boat.
Would be better right now if we had a fresh boat.
What are we, the Febreze brothers? It's a quote from the
I know, other guys. Yeah.
No, but I'm thankful that I'm still here, and I'm thankful that I'm digging deep into myself and finding pushing myself now.
Because also it's
with
not
these goals, but also I could be pushing myself more, obviously,
sure.
and all this.
But also dark sentence to say, but like suicide is not the only way you can give up.
Yeah.
And you haven't given up.
No,
because I'm still working on several things.
Well, and also because like, you can just, people just give up on life.
You can resign to be a piece of shit.
And people just give up on life and they just go, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just show up to work. And
forever.
They just don't do anything. Yeah. No, so I was like, I almost gave up. But then I was like, no, I'm going to improve, try and make things better.
Make it worth it.
Yeah, try and make it worth it. Just little things where it's like, and today, just little improvements. Like today you made a sandwich for me.
And I made a sandwich.
He made a sandwich for himself and then gave me half. But it was like little improvements. Like I make a sandwich every day, but it's like just change the bread.
Yeah, start getting sourdough.
Sourdough?
Dude, fucking sourdough is a game changer.
Got it. Then it tastes like you got it from a deli.
It's like embarrassing how much better it is.
Yeah, because I buy white bread. And it's like, oh, wow.
White bread fucking sucks.
And then maybe just spend a little bit extra on like good meat.
Yeah, so sourdough you can get from Aldi for cheap. Don't get their meat.
Yeah, don't get
their meat.
Their meat sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my family.
There you go.
I talk to my sisters a lot.
Yeah.
Call them a lot. It sucks that they live so far away because I can't see them a ton.
But also, I feel like you talk to them more now.
I talk to them. Well, I talk every time I call them.
Yeah.
Like I talked to my sister on the phone a few days ago, hour and a half.
Nice.
And I have a conversation. And the only reason I quit is I was like, hey, I want to watch Alien Romulus. Yeah. Like, oh. It was great, by the way.
Yeah. I will also watch Alien Romulus.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. It was fucking great. But yeah, it's just.
Hell yeah, bud.
We're chipping through. But this has been the Moist Monday Podcast.
Tell us what you're thankful for.
Tell us what you're most proud of, what you're thankful for, and anything else you want to talk about. Send us an email, moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on social media. Oh.
Moist Monday Podcast.
Where?
Instagram. X.
TikTok. Threads.
Threads. Why do we have threads? Do we have an X?
Yeah, we have an X. Yeah, we have an X. You got that part right. Make sure you rate us 5 stars. Share the podcast with your friends, enemies, all the people that you...
Anyone that deserves to get a little moist.
Yes. And we'll see you next freaking week.
Happy holidays, everybody. Love you, bud. You know what? I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
Hell yeah, bud. I love you.
Fuck off. Bye, everybody. Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.